Welcome to part two of Conversations That Count with me, Rob Brown. I'm here with website optimization specialist and copywriting guru, Sarah Turner. We've been talking about the online marketing show that took place recently at Olympia in London. Sarah, now you mentioned about blogs, and it does seem to be a really cheap way to get good information online. Blogs are definitely not dying, but really, really growing. Did you learn a little bit more about blogging?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'm a big fan, as you know. And Kieran Norris had a very entertaining seminar. He works for a company called Mindshare, and he talked about blogs quite a lot. And so basically, you know, blogging is just a way of publishing content from your desktop to the web cheaply, and that's absolutely true. As somebody asked in the seminar, you know, what's the length, how long should a blog be? And he was like, well, there is no definitive guide. Sometimes it's a couple of lines, sometimes it's a long article, 500 words. There is no right or wrong. It's got to be right for your readership and right for you as a company. We spoke a little bit about kind of sort of headlines and how important headlines are for your blog posts. And he just said, you know, the heading basically is searchable, so don't make it, you know, jokey or use metaphors or try to be clever. Just say what it is, and, you know, not nicely and attractively, and pull people in. But the heading should just say what the blog post is about. You know, make it engaging, perhaps make it controversial, and also make it current. You know, I mean, I'm not sure writing a post about Michael Jackson would be appropriate, but, you know, make it current to what's going on. Tie your blog post into current events. So when people are searching for that online, they may well come across your blog post, which actually may be about something different, but it's looking at it in the context of a current event. You know, you can do lists, the top, you know, seven, we see these all the time, don't we? Top seven tips for whatever, you know, or the top eight people currently working in social media. Again, he said about links, he said, you know, link out a lot, reference other blogs or reference other sites in your blog post, and people will actually probably link back to you at some point. You create a community, you know, so share information, create a community. He said about making blogs a real resource with, you know, kind of great tips and advice. You know, give away information, don't be scared about that. And also somebody mentioned, you know, what should posts have in them? And he was like, well, keep them really varied. You know, they can be text, they can be videos, you can link into YouTube. It can be images that you comment on. It might be an ad on TV you want to talk about. A slideshow presentation you can put on your blog and say, this is a presentation I did this week. This is what I was talking about. And that can go on the blog as well. So it can be really, really varied. And that's the great thing about blogging. There's no hard and fast rules. You can do what feels right for your readership and for your company. So the blog's fantastic.
Yeah, everyone's talking about Twitter, which of course is the micro blog in 140 characters. Did you sense that Twitter was really gaining momentum at the show?
Absolutely. Everyone was talking about Twitter. I mean, it has been phenomenal this year. I think someone was saying something like 75% of current Twitter users only joined this year. So it's just been huge, you know, Kieran talked about, you know, the kind of Oprah followers and that kind of thing. And that's fine. And we've talked about that, Rob, as well before, haven't we? It's the celebrity culture around Twitter, and that's fine. But for businesses, you know, really kind of think about what you're trying to achieve with Twitter. Don't just jump on it because everybody else is, because, you know, Demi Moore's on Twitter. That's not a good enough reason. And one of the success stories he was talking about was Dell. They got Dell Outlet, and I think they've made, like, you know, $3 billion in the last few months kind of thing. Overall, that's not a great amount of money for Dell, you know, generally. But that's just shown how well they've used it. And they've got a huge following, and they've done really well.
Is it really
an
efficient use of people's time?
Well, again, Kieran mentioned this. He said, obviously, you know, a lot of social media, social media marketing is free. A lot of the things, you know, upload to Flickr for free and Facebook pages. But you can easily spend a lot of time on there. And companies really need to think about, is that the best use of people's time, and to limit it and say, right, well, this is how long we're going to do our tweets today. This is how long we're going to spend writing a blog post. And it's easy to kind of let that time run away with you a little bit. So it's that constant, yes, it's a free communications tool, if you like, but people have still got to get the content together for it. And how long will that take, and what's that going to cost us as a company? So people do need to think
about that.
Okay,
so we've talked about online marketing. We've talked about social media. People are wanting to get involved and dip their toes in. It's a little bit overwhelming. It's got to be important to have a strategy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Kieran mentioned this. He had a thing called Post, a POST, which is actually a brilliant acronym, isn't it, really? And he said, you know, think about this. P is for people. Think about who you're trying to reach. And we mentioned this in the regard to the first seminar. Who are we trying to actually get to, and where are those people? Where do they hang out? So think about the people you're trying to reach. Think about your audience. O is obviously for objectives. Think about what are you actually trying to achieve. Is it an increase in sales? Is it brand reputation? Is it a reposition of the brand? Is it just an awareness? What actually are the objectives? So at least you know if you've been successful, you know, rather than just jumping in and just doing it anyway. Really think about the objectives you're trying to achieve. And think about strategy as well. Again, you know, who's going to write these blog posts? Who's going to write all these tweets? Who's going to be jumping on Facebook and keeping that up to date? Who's going to be on LinkedIn and answering questions? Think about that. Also, who's going to, you know, what happens when somebody does write a bad comment? What happens when we do get bad publicity? What is our strategy for dealing with that? You know, perhaps not, you know, don't do it the Ryanair way. You know, let's think about how we're going to handle that. So think about strategy. And lastly, T is for technology. When you've thought about the other three, then think about what are you going to use? Are you going to use Facebook? Are you going to use Twitter? Are you going to use LinkedIn? A lot of people do it the other way around. They start off, yeah, let's get on Twitter. Right, now what are we going to do? Rather than thinking about who they're trying to reach, what the objectives are and what the strategy is, and then thinking about what we're going to use, what technology are we going to use. So it's quite a nice little POST, quite a nice little way of kind of thinking about
social media
strategy.
And as we draw it to a close, what were your overriding thoughts and feelings on attending this great online marketing show?
Great. I mean, I went last year. I was up in Islington last year, and this year it was in Olympia, and it was a great venue, and there's a real, real buzz. I mean, such exciting things are happening. If you you work in marketing or online or PR or SEO or in web, whatever, it's such an exciting time to be in this industry. I think it's constantly changing. There's new things coming in all the time. There's new ways of doing it. There's new thinking. There's success stories. There's big fails, you know. But it's a really exciting time, I think, to work in this industry, and lots of new thoughts and new ways of doing things. It was a really nice feeling, I think, in the hall. Everyone was really, you know, it's kind of real positive buzz, and people are very helpful and willing to kind of chat. And it's a great time to be working
Sarah,
in this industry.
Just tell us very quickly, what is it that you do and how people can get in touch with you?
I mean, basically, I pretty much write websites. I mean, on online content. I mean, I do other things as well, but pretty much these days it's all online stuff. So I do SEO copywriting. I do website copywriting. I write articles for online. I can write blog posts. And the way to get in touch with me, obviously, is via my website, which is Turner Inc. That's INK.co.uk. Or people can catch me up on Twitter.
Well, Sarah Turner, you've just turned one whole day of online social media marketing into 10 or 15 minutes of very precious nuggets. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Rob.